Today is Good Friday, and I'm always reminded that God wants us to know that we've called it good for a reason. And I am just fascinated by the cross, because your calendar day, I don't know if you know, it is set in accord to the cross of Christ. We define our calendar, it's 2,000 years from the cross of Christ. Red Cross has it as a symbol of healing, the cross. And even pop stars wear the cross around their neck because there's a fascination with the cross. Because the cross that you see over every church and steeple is the center point of human history. But in this passage I read out today, Jesus told us why he must be lifted up. And people didn't crucify him. Jesus gave himself. It's ironic, the one who is in all power and could have destroyed every enemy, allowed his enemies to destroy him, allowed himself to be lifted up on that cross on Good Friday, and he allowed his blood to be shed that we could be forgiven, and he allowed himself to be destroyed by men on Good Friday. And the scriptures that I read out today tells us why he did it. And he says, just as the serpent was lifted up into the desert, so the Son of Man must be lifted up. And he said he will be lifted up so that all men will not perish but have eternal life. And that God does not want to condemn men but to save them. But my daughter read the scripture out of what Jesus was referring to so we could understand why he was lifted up. He said, just as the serpent was lifted up in the desert, so must I be lifted up. And I want to tell you why, what happened in the desert, because Jesus wants us to understand what Good Friday was all about. And they told the story, the account of what happened in the wilderness, where God had saved the Hebrews and he delivered the Hebrews out of Egypt and out of the grip of Pharaoh. And as they wandered through the wilderness, it said the people spoke against God. And the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and their people had been bitten, and those that were bitten died. And therefore God said to Moses, the people said to Moses, we have sinned, we have spoken against the Lord and against you. Pray to the Lord that he may take away the serpent from us. So Moses prayed to the people. For the people, the Lord said to Moses, make a fiery serpent, set it on a pole, and it shall be that whoever is bitten, when he looks at it, he shall live. So Moses made a bronze serpent, put it on a pole, and so it was. If someone had been bitten by the serpent, when he looked at the bronze serpent, he lived. And Jesus said, this is why I was lifted up. And the point that he wants us to make is that we, each and every one of us, like the people in the wilderness, Jesus said. He said they were bitten by fiery serpents because they'd sinned against God. And each one of us, no matter who we are, no matter what we've done, no matter what we've left, have sinned against us. And the Bible tells us that the wages of sin is death. That Satan himself, who is the serpent, is the father of sin. And when we sin, we enter into death. Eternal death, spiritual death, because we have sinned. And each and every person here, each and every one of us, has sinned and has, like the people, had death working in them. We have death working in us. Eternal death working in us. Some of us are depressed and have despair. That's death working in you. That doesn't come from God. It comes from Satan. But the reason he brings death into our lives is because of sin. And we are perishing. Each and every one of us is perishing because we have this sin nature in us. And these people were perishing. And Jesus said, this is like, he wants us to understand the principles. Why people were perishing is because they were afflicted and they were dying. And each and every one of us, having sinned, the Bible says the wages of sin is death. And without the shedding of blood, there can be no forgiveness of sin. But praise God, Jesus shed his blood for a purpose, that our sin could be forgiven. He was lifted up for a purpose, that death could be dealt with. And just as these people had death working in them, and because of their sin was working in them, they came to Moses. And those that had been bitten, some of them died. Some of them died in their sin, like people today. Some people die in their sin because they refuse to receive what God has done. But some people, when they were bitten, came to Moses and they confessed to Moses, we have sinned. And then Moses went to God and God said to him, lift up this serpent. And as the people lifted and looked to the serpent, what the serpent was lifted up, it says, as they looked at the serpent, he who looked at it, God said, he who looked at it shall live. And all who looked at the serpent lived. Jesus said, his death and him being lifting up the cross was just like this. And he wants us to know that though each and every one of us have been bitten and have death working in us, God doesn't want to condemn us. God sent Jesus for a purpose, not to condemn us, that we could be saved from this death. And Jesus was lifted up just like the serpent, that we could be saved. And the death that is working in us could be destroyed, because when they looked at the serpent, death was defeated. And as we look at Christ today, and when we put our trust in him today, and we trust in what he's done for the cross, shedding his blood for us, all power of death is defeated. And instead of death, he imparts to us eternal life. And just as these people were certain to die, and they were dying, when they looked at what God provided, and they looked to the serpent, they were born again to new life. And this is why Jesus came, and this is why Jesus died. This is why Good Friday is good, because the wages of sin, each of us, is death, and we will die eternally. We will go to that awful place called hell if death continues to work in us. But God, in his goodness, has lifted up his own son, that the power of death could be completely destroyed. And I want to say, this is how we get the benefit of Christ's salvation. This is how we get his benefit today of what he's done on Good Friday. This is what happened in Numbers, in the passage about the snake. The people were delivered from death for a reason. First of all, they came to Moses and they said, they didn't deny it, they said, we've sinned. They said, we've sinned against God. That's why death is working in us. It's because of our sin. And they didn't try to say it's because of stuff that's been done to me or I'm a victim. They said, we have sinned. We have sinned. They admitted they were guilty before God. Secondly, they admitted that they were powerless to save themselves from the serpent's bite. Did you know a lot of people think their good works are going to save them on that day when they stand before God? But the Bible says it is by faith you've been saved, not by works, lest any man boast. That no matter what you do, no matter how many good acts you do, the Bible says it will not save you, because everybody has broken God's moral standards. And everybody has sinned. Everybody has sin working in them. And these people realized they couldn't save themselves. But what they did, they came to Moses, believing that God was merciful, that even though they were dying of this sin, that God did not want them to stay, that God did not want to condemn them. That's why Jesus said that God sent him into the world and lifted him up on that cross, that you should not perish but have eternal life. He didn't send Christ into the world to condemn you, but to save you through him. And these people trusted, though they had sin working in them, death working in them, though they couldn't save themselves, they believed that God would provide for them, that they believed that God would be merciful for them, that they believed in the love and the goodness and the mercy of God and the compassion of God, that they would not perish if they trusted him. And then God said to Moses, make a serpent and lift it up. Lift up the serpent, and all who look to this serpent shall live. I want to tell you something. When they looked to that serpent, when they looked to what God provided and lifted up for the purpose of salvation, when they looked at it, they received new life. The power of death that was in them was destroyed. But I want to tell you something. They weren't able to look at a cat and be saved. They weren't able to look at a dog and be saved. They weren't able to look at what they wanted, a Buddha or something else, and be saved. They had to lift up what God alone had provided and lift it up for the purpose of salvation. That's why the Bible says there is no other name under earth by which you must be saved, because only Jesus, not Buddha, not Muhammad, was lifted up for the purpose of defeating the power of sin. Only Jesus shed his blood on the cross to destroy the power of sin. And only Jesus can destroy the power of sin. And only Jesus can save, because only Jesus gave his life in love on that cross for sin. And as they looked, as they came to Moses and said, we are guilty. As they came to Moses and said, we can't save ourselves. As they came to Moses and trusted in the mercy of God. And as they came to Moses, they looked at what God had lifted up for the purpose of salvation. Something supernatural happened. As they looked at that serpent, a power of life flowed from that serpent, and in the process destroyed the power of death in them and saved. They were born again to new life. And I want to tell you, everybody who looks to Christ, who died and shed his blood on the cross, every sinner who looks to him, the reason we celebrate today is that every single person who simply trusted his goodness, trusted his love, that he gave his life on the cross, a miracle happens. The moment you put your trust in what Christ did on the cross, his life flows to you. New life flows to you. You are born again as a child of heaven. You are born again as a child of God. What the enemy has put in you to destroy you is destroyed by God in the Spirit. It's a miracle. This is why it is good news. But I want to tell you something. It was not an emotional look. It was not a natural look at the serpent. It was a look of faith that saved them. It's a look of faith. It's when we look to Christ in faith and we say, I know I'm not bound for heaven. I know I'm not. I have no peace. I have no joy. I have no certainty. And I know I've sinned. I know I've fallen short. When we confess that to God and to ourselves, but we say, I can't save myself. I've tried everything else. I can't get rid of the power of death that's working me. I tried everything else. But God, I know you love me. God, I know you don't want to leave me in the same place. God, I don't know you want to... You don't want me to live this living death. I don't want you to live without hope. I don't want you to, you don't want me to live without hope for eternal life. You don't want to live without knowing that I'm saved. You don't want me to live like that. And you have provided Jesus. He came for a reason. You lifted him up on the cross for a reason. You came to save me that I would not perish. And I trust that Jesus Christ went to the cross for me, that the death that is working in me, you'll destroy it. When we put our hope and our trust in Jesus Christ like that, I want to tell you, the miracle happens. New life flows from this cross. New life that comes and destroys the power of death, comes and destroys the power of Satan, comes and destroys the power of sickness, comes and destroys the power of despair, comes to destroy the power of death and everything associated, everything the serpent is trying to do with your life. There is a life that flows from God, that heals, that delivers, that saves, that completely sets free, that destroys everything the serpent is trying to do in your life. And it comes when you look at Christ on the cross. And I want to tell you why it's called Good Friday. This is why it's called Good Friday, that each and every one of us outside of Christ is perishing. That is the truth. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. And if you haven't put your trust in the blood of Jesus Christ, eternally you are dead. But not only that, people can be alive and have death working in them. God wants to heal us. Satan can bring death in the form of addictions, ongoing grief, despair. People are living death today, and it's because of the evil one. They've been bitten because of their sin. Satan's at work in their life. Suicidal thoughts, mental breakdowns, all from the evil one. It's all death. But God not only wants to save you and give you eternal life, but he wants to destroy everything the serpent's doing in your life against you. And it comes when we look at what God has lifted up for the purpose of salvation. There is no other name under heaven by which we must be saved, because only Jesus Christ has dealt with the problem of sin and Satan. I know tonight, God said to me, I don't want you to preach. I want to move. I want to release life. There are people that have come here tonight. You're experiencing kind of death. Some of you, you just know what I'm talking about. There's something at work in your heart, your life. You're just not alive. You don't have the peace. You don't have the joy. You don't have the abundance, the abundant life that Christ died to give you. But I want to tell you, Jesus Christ doesn't condemn you, even though some of it's your fault. But he wants to save you. He said, I was lifted up that you should not perish, but have eternal and abundant life. And I know tonight, that same miracle that happens when I put my trust in Christ the very first time, I know that miracle. I know that miracle. I was dead in my heart. And I was, as soon as I trusted in what he did, I was born again. I know I was dead spiritually, but that moment I put my trust in him, I know I became a child of heaven. I was born again into the family of God. I was born anew. I received a new eternal life, and I know in me, and God wants to put in every single person, I have within me a spiritual life that will never die. That's why I don't fear death, because I've received the life that flows. Look at what God lifted up for the purpose of salvation.